All the Way by Michael Friedland.
This book is read by Simon Vance.
Prologue. There never was anyone like Sinatra. Certainly there have been other entertainers who have made love to their audiences and earned their adoration in return. There have been other performers who literally bruised their way into the public attention, but were so magnetic, so articulate, that any misdemeanors were soon forgiven. There have been showmen who so lived for the spotlight that they then tried to find ways of bottling it all up and taking it away with them. There have been other vocalists whose singing faded along with the color of their hair, and yet who still kept going as though their voices were cut from the same old velvet that had long gone threadbare, simply because paying customers were still being mesmerized. Only Sinatra was all of those things. Frank Sinatra? The first name has been superfluous ever since they stopped calling him Frankie, which is an immortality of sorts. Francis Albert? That's there to be used by fawning near celebrities who are afraid of the consequences of addressing him as Old Blue Eyes. So is Sinatra a collection of clichés? Yes, except that he created them, and all of them, about himself. There has to be some secret for a man to sell records by the million, fill the biggest concert venues in the world, make more than a handful of movies which were memorable, and yet still have the reputation and manners of a prize fighter. There had to be an audience out there who defined Sinatra's unique kind of megastardom. Was it simply a question of love? It wasn't a marriage between public and performer, more a 60-year-old affair, with every episode from foreplay to the final consummation performed in front of a microphone. Everyone in Sinatra's life has been a participant in that affair.